Today on Locked On A's, we're talking about Oakland's new mayor and what that means for Howard Terminal and keeping the A's in Oakland. And then we're comparing Sean Murphy to one Andrew Vaughn. If he gets traded to the White Sox, Andrew Vaughn might be the centerpiece of that deal. So how do they compare value-wise? And then also, the A's made three minor league signings. Let's talk about them briefly, but let's get into it, you guys.
You are Locked On A's, your daily Oakland A's podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's time for Locked On A's. Stepping to the mic, it's your host, Jason Burke.
Gobble, gobble, A's fans, and welcome to episode 496 of the Locked On A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, noted baseball fan Jason Burke, and on today's show, we're talking about Sheng Tao being the new mayor of Oakland and what that means for Howard Terminal. And then we're going to be talking about Sean Murphy against, comparably to Andrew Vaughn of the White Sox. And then finally, we're talking about the A's three big, let's say, minor league free agent signings and what they are hoping that those guys bring to the A's in the minor leagues and potentially the major leagues. But before we get into anything, thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube. And if you like listening to the audio version, the YouTube version of my last show with prospect analyst Lindsey Crosby, had a special little tease at the end of the episode, so go check that out. And also make sure to, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us wherever you like to, you know, listen to podcasts. If you still want to do the audio thing, that's fine. Listen to me however you want. I don't care. And then also make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at ByJasonB on Twitter. Also, make sure to check out Inside the A's. It is my new site in affiliation with Sports Illustrated, where I write a lot of things about the A's. So if you need some A's content, there's some good stuff over there for you guys as well. Follow Inside the A's on Twitter and on Facebook so you never miss an article. But let's talk about what Sheng Tao's election means to Howard Terminal. I've said it before, but I feel like it's, now that it's official, I should probably say it again. Sheng Tao is probably going to be decent for Howard Terminal. Maybe not the best of all the candidates, but she's going to be decent. She's not going to be bad for Howard Terminal. I mean, we'll see how the city council shakes out. There's going to be some new members there. She was talking to Casey Pratt, and he posted this video from his YouTube page today, actually, on Wednesday. But it was her talking about the importance of the generational just gravitas. Just having the Oakland Coliseum, or the Oakland A's, in as a matter of fact, as just a place to go as a family. And you can do that over the course of generations, have different teams but different iterations of the same team, and watching those guys over and over and over, and what that means to a city having a professional team like that. She did mention that there are other professional teams, but having this team right here, it's important. And so that was a good sign for Howard Terminal, you gotta think. And also, in all the city council meetings, she has said, I will do a deal on Howard Terminal, but it has to be the right deal. So she's not going to, you know, just cower to the A's and give them whatever they want. So if you were hoping for that, that's not going to happen. But also, I think that, you know, she's going to be a good proponent for Howard Terminal. And if a deal is there to get done, she's going to get it done, and she's going to drive a hard bargain, because prices are high. Inflation is real, my friends. And so I think that she's going to do her best. And so I think that is, you know, it's not worrisome at all. I would say that Lauren Taylor may have been more of a cheerleader for the Howard Terminal project in the grand scheme of things. But I think that Sheng Tao is going to be a great mayor of Oakland. She's going to be great for the city of Oakland. And so good for her. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she does when she gets inaugurated in January. So there's that. But also, in true San Francisco Chronicle fashion, they had to write a hit piece on Howard Terminal the day after they elected a new mayor, officially elected a new mayor. It was just a piece basically saying that Oakland shouldn't get the grant that they applied for, the federal grant. They would give them $185 million because it would benefit billionaire John Fisher because because the city of Oakland wants to use it as port money to do port things and improve the ports. And that is what John Fisher wants as well, so that he could build condos and make money doing that stuff. I didn't run the numbers on this, but they said that it's a $12 billion project overall, and this $180 million, I mean, really, it should not make or break the entire project like it seems like that it might, but also, it could be like a $15 billion project by now, because inflation's real, but I thought that was funny. I'm like, yeah, this drop in the bucket is really going to hurt the billionaire. He won't spend that much. I mean, it would hurt this guy because he doesn't spend any money on anything like my baseball team. Spend some money, John. Make me a happy baseball fan for once. That would be great. But anyways, I just thought that it was hilarious that the San Francisco Chronicle, of course, a day after Oakland has some good news, just in general, not even about Howard Terminal. They're like, excuse me, how about some journalism? give it a week. Just give it a week. I know that that's not how you get clicks. You got to do it when the iron's hot. But dang, Chronicle. It feels like they got some people that are there like, what was that good news about Howard Terminal? How about we write a hit piece real quick? And the article, in fairness, does bring up some good points. Like, they could use it to improve 680 over in Contra Costa County. Being that I grew up in Contra Costa County and driving on 680, yeah, that money could be used there, too. That would be nice. And they're basically making the case that basically once in a generation, you might get something like this, where you can improve infrastructure and is helping out the A's and John Fisher in building a ballpark, the best way to use that money. I get the argument. It's the timing, and it's always against the A's for some reason, and that's where we differ a little bit. But I mean, use the money however you want to. If the federal government gives them the money, whatever. They asked for it and then they got some. Sure, whatever. If you ask for it and they give it to you, sure. They don't have to give it to them. That's all. Anyways, coming up on the show, we are going to be comparing Sean Murphy to Andrew Vaughn because a former GM had some thoughts about their trade values and they were ridiculous thoughts. And I'm going to tell you about them. So let's get into it. If you've thought about securing your home with home security, but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On A's listeners can order the number one rated SimpliSafe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest deal of the year, and you don't want to miss it. And why don't you want to miss it? Well, because SimpliSafe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. It's the third year in a row that they have gotten that award. You know, they're basically shoo-ins for the U.S. safety, the best home security system of whatever year we're in from U.S. News and World Report. It's SimpliSafe. They're going to have you covered over there, and that's why in an emergency, they have 24/7 professional monitoring agents that use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real, so you get priority police response. So do not miss your chance to save big money on the only security system that I recommend. Get 50% off on a new SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB today. This is their biggest discount of the year, so do not wait. That's simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB. There's no safe like a SimpliSafe. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's blowing up. We're getting more subscribers. I'm getting very excited about being well over 500 subscribers on YouTube. Let's get to 1,000 or 530. I don't care. Also, make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at ByJasonB on Twitter. And if you guys don't mind, go to Inside the A's. Check out some articles over there. And also follow Inside the A's on Twitter and on Facebook. There's great content for you guys. A's content for you guys. You want to know more about Yoenis Cespedes? It's over there. You want to know about all of the minor league signings that the A's are doing? I got them over there. Anything you want to know, A's stuff, it's over there. But let's talk about Sean Murphy, the A's most valuable trade asset, probably of this crop of guys that they have had, including Olsen and Chapman and Bassett and Manaea. And he's probably their most valuable trade asset. So you want to make sure that you hit a home run with this trade. And Jim Bowden, former GM Jim Bowden, who has some questionable stuff in his past, he still writes for The Athletic, and he was taking questions, and then he wrote an article about it, and he was just fielding, people sent him trades, and they were like, hey, so in addition to Andrew Vaughn, what else would the White Sox have to give up in order to secure Sean Murphy? And he basically said, the White Sox aren't doing that trade. He's their starting first baseman, which makes sense. That is a reasonable take. But he should have stopped there, because he then said Sean Murphy or Andrew Vaughn is a more valuable, has more trade value than Sean Murphy. And that's a ridiculous statement. I have a few reasons why, and let's get into them. Number one, and I'm not saying that this place is gospel, but according to the site baseballtradevalues.com, they don't have them as comparable trade pieces by a long shot. And I'm not saying that you use it as, you know, this is a hard fact, but Sean Murphy's value is double what Andrew Vaughn's is. And so there's some research that went into that, I would imagine. And also, Sean Murphy was a better hitter in 2022, according to WRC Plus. He had a 120 WRC Plus, I believe, and I think Andrew Vaughn was a 113. So yeah, 7% better hitter. And also, Andrew Vaughn sucks at defense, like really bad. And Sean Murphy was a gold glove caliber defender behind the plate, and that is a more valuable position as well. So yeah, it makes sense, even with a year of extra control for Andrew Vaughn, that Sean Murphy would have more trade value. And that is a ridiculous statement from one Jim Bowden of The Athletic. I wrote about this over at Inside the Ace, so check it out if you want like more in-depth stuff and you can read it and it's not just me trying to remember things. But here is one of my favorite things that I wrote, and it was the comps for both guys. Andrew Vaughn has some nice comps. He had Jose Abreu, his former teammate, the guy that he might supplant at first base next year. Jose Abreu from 2021. Comparable season for Andrew Vaughn in 2022. He also had some other guys that weren't. Xander Bogaerts, 2021 season. That was a good season. He was a solid. He had like a 120 WRC plus or an OPS plus. He was good. He was solid. He hit like 295. He was a good bat. Good comp, and Xander Bogaerts there. But then he also has Gavin Sheets and David Bode. Those are not the best comps in the world. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Sean Murphy's comps, by comparison here, you got Carlos Correa, who was making $35 million last season. That's a big comp. Then you also have JT Realmuto, who was making $24 million last season. That's a good comp. And also, arguably the only catcher in baseball better than Sean Murphy. So there's that. There's so many first basemen that are better than Andrew Vaughn, or left fielders, or right fielders. But you can make an argument that Sean Murphy is number two in all of baseball behind JT Realmuto. And you can have Sean Murphy for a projected salary of $3.5 million, $20 million less than JT Realmuto is getting paid. So yeah, that is very valuable as a trade piece. Sean Murphy's value is probably the highest it's going to be right now. And so it would be no shocker if and when Sean Murphy gets traded somewhere. I still think it's the Cardinals. Maybe in a future episode, we'll talk about other landing spots that could use them. I'll have to research on who needs a catcher, but like the Rays, the Red Sox, the Astros, maybe. He's not going to the Astros. I'll say that right now. He's not going to the Astros. If he goes to the Astros, I'm not going to say that I'm going to do anything, but I'll do something. I'll probably break something. all right, other comps. You had those two guys. You got Realmuto and also Carlos Correa. And then you also have Francisco Lindor, a second shortstop that he's being compared to, who was making $34 million last season. That is $31 million more than Sean Murphy is projected to make in 2023. He has 3 years of control left. You can sign him for a lot less money, and that is the kind of production that you will be getting, as well as gold glove caliber defense behind the plate. He can control the running game. He's got a strong arm. He has I believe the second, he only was bested in pop time by JT Realmuto going to second base. He was tied with some other guys like Jorge Alfaro and some other guys, but fastest pop time, second fastest pop time in all of baseball. And then also his framing was sixth best in all of baseball. And JT Realmuto was not, he was a little bit lower, like 20th. So yeah, Sean Murphy, very, very, very valuable. Whereas Andrew Vaughn, granted, some of this was playing left field and right field where he arguably was not great, but he had negative 20 outs above average in total between three positions, left field, right field, and negative 3 over at first base. So there's that. If you want to include defense, I'm going to go ahead and say it's not even close. Sean Murphy is a much more valuable trade piece. And so Jim Bowden didn't know what he was talking about. I wrote about that. I didn't have, the up and down in my voice, but I came with cold hard facts. And so if you want to read that, it's over at Inside the A's as well. But coming up on the show, we're talking about some minor league free agents that the A's have. And I'm going to be celebrating episode 500 soon, and I need some ideas. So brainstorm real quick, and then get back to me. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. They've got it all over at BetOnline.net. And you can also bet on the World Cup, and the World Cup has been fascinating. Oh, there have been upsets. Japan this morning beat Germany. Wild. A couple days ago, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina. If you had those, you would have made some serious money. I think Saudi Arabia is like plus 2,300. So if you put $100 on Saudi Arabia, you won $2,300 on a soccer game. Soccer's fun. I gotta say, love the World Cup. And if you love the World Cup, you can go over to betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, and I'm guessing you do because you're listening to one currently, you can find those over at BetOnline as well. They've got the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fixed. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more, because BetOnline, that's where the game starts. Welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show and you've made it this far, please leave us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. Or if you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe now. Just while you're here, subscribe now, comment below, just say how handsome I am or how much you like my hair. I don't know. But also, make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you like to hear podcasts. Thank you again for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. And make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @ByJasonB on Twitter. Also, real fast, we're going to talk about the minor league free agents in just a second. But I get questions about this hat all the time. And somebody commented on the hat in the comments below in the last video. And spoiler alert, I do have hair. This is not a Mariners hat. It is, in fact, an A's hat, and I figured I'd just turn it around because nobody ever gets to see it. It just looks weird facing frontwards to me. Like, it doesn't fit my head, so I wear hats backwards so that they look better. There goes my idea for episode 500, where I do it hatless, where you could see my entire head. Cat's out of the bag. But anyways, let's talk about three minor league signees that the A's have made, according to Baseball America. Baseball America. Don't quote them very often. Baseball America had this one. They signed two guys. One is Pablo Reyes, and he has been with the Brewers the last two seasons. In 2021, he played 53 games with Milwaukee, and then he played in 5 games with Milwaukee. He's been okay. He's hit like .230. He's had like an okay on base. He's not a big power guy, but he can play everywhere. He can play any position. He plays mostly second base because his arm isn't great. He's played some third. He's played some left. He's played some right. He's played some center. Actually, strike that. He hasn't played any center. he's also played some shortstop. He can play wherever you want him. He even threw a scoreless inning in 2022 for the Brewers. So, yeah, he's fantastic. He's a great addition to the Oakland A's. And if you've been listening to the podcast or reading Inside the A's, you know what I'm going to talk about. And it is his strikeout rate, because he doesn't really strike out. Then that started really high and then just came down. He doesn't strike out a lot. He strikes out like 16% of the time, sometimes 20. That's been a big thing for the A's of late, is just getting guys that don't strike out more than 20%, and that seems to be their cutoff. Pablo Reyes is one of those guys that does not strike out a whole bunch. Another guy that they signed that doesn't strike out a whole bunch is Trenton Brooks, who is not Brent Rooker, who they claimed off of waivers from the Royals and is actually on the 40-man roster, I believe. He's not that guy. It's Trenton Brooks, who was drafted in 2016, I believe, by Cleveland in the 16th, 17th round. He was in the 500s overall, pick selection-wise. And, he's been okay. He's been okay. His highest strikeout rate was like 20.6, and he did that in his first season in A-ball and then his first season in AAA in 2017 and 2021. So that's as high as any. He rebounded and had a 16.2% strikeout rate in AAA this season. He hit like 280. He also set a career high in homers with 11, so he's got a little bit of pop. We'll see what happens with those two guys. And this applies to the next guy that I'm going to talk about as well, but something that the A's do is they go and get guys that haven't really had a chance to really get sustained playing time. And they're like, you know what? We're trying to figure out who's good in baseball right now. You want to come play for the A's? And they're like, sure. And then sometimes, like with Cole Irvin, kind of. I mean, he has pinpoint control, but don't get me wrong on that. And he was in the Phillies' top 30 prospects at a point. But, sometimes you just give a guy some playing time, and all of a sudden, hey, look, they're a legitimate big league player. And so that is what they're kind of hoping. One of these guys gets the reins, takes the reins, and then just runs with it and see what they can do. Pablo Reyes is bounced around a little bit. Trenton Brooks has not made his big league debut yet, but hey, we'll see. There's also Connor Capable, one of my favorite guys in the A's outfield mix. Also, Trenton is an outfielder, so there's that. And it's just a matter of who's going to go out there and seize the opportunity that the A's are giving them. That is the thing that the A's have a lot of, is opportunity. Because, even though I joked about it on the last episode, the A's could sign Aaron Judge for $70 million a year and still be under $100 million payroll, but I don't think they're going to do it. So they have to fill out the roster somehow, and it's going to be trades and probably minor league signees. So here we go. With Pablo Reyes, he's going to be probably in the mix at second base and maybe left field, depending on what happens with Tony Kemp. With Tyler Wade and Yanni Hernandez, two other contact bats that the A's have brought in a little bit earlier. So we'll see what happens there. But they also signed Rico Garcia, who his agent, he tagged a few people that are A's related, and Locked on A's was one of them. So we've made it. And it was like, hey, how it started, how it's going. And it was how it started was him as a little leaguer dressed in A's uniform. I don't know if he had the white cleats. I should reach out and see if he was wearing white cleats, because honestly, that's the biggest part. But then also there was the announcement that he had signed with the Oakland A's. And so Rico Garcia, A's fan, or he was on the A's. I'm not sure. We got to clarify that one too. So Rico Garcia, come on the pod. But he's got a good arm. He throws 96 on average. At least he did last year with his fastball. He also has a changeup and a curveball. Those are both in the low to mid 80s. And so he's got some pitches, but his biggest issue so far has been, one, his extension is in the 20th percentile, which means that he's not, the ball doesn't look like it's going as fast, essentially. And also his pitches don't move a ton. So there's that. And that is made clear by the fact that his strikeout rate, which is usually around 9 per 9 in the minor leagues, goes down to like 4.5 per 9 in the big leagues. And that's not a good sign. So something's going to be there. The A's probably got a plan. And hey, maybe Rico Garcia is going to be a nice, like, middle relief guy, and see what happens with him. But I'm excited to see what the A's see in Rico Garcia, because he's got some talent. I just want to know how they're going to unlock it. at the big league level. That's really the issue, is the big league level. I believe he had like 2.3 Ks per nine last year. He only had like 8 innings with the Baltimore Orioles, so not a big sample size. But yeah, it wasn't a high strikeout rate either. But his walk rate has been solid. His big league walk rate is like 4.5 overall, but he walked 5 guys in his first ever, his big league debut was a start in Colorado, no less. And he walked 5 guys in 5 innings. You take that out, he's got like a 3.2 walks per nine at the major league level. So he's got control. He's just a matter of figuring it out at the big league level. We'll see how he does in 2023. But that is all that I got for you guys today. As I said, episode 500 is coming up probably next week, as long as I keep recording every day. So I don't know what to do to celebrate that. I was going to say, hey, maybe I'll do it hatless. Maybe I'll see if the network will let me do a swear. That doesn't seem like fun for you guys. That's going to give me an FCC violation. But if you guys have any ideas on something that I don't have to research a ton, let me know at Locked On A's or at By Jason B. And also make sure to check out Inside the A's for even more A's news and analysis. But that is all that I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. Now for your second listen, go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, because it's fantastic. I don't have the ad copy in front of me, but it's a fantastic program. They talk about big stories, and they bring local experts on with only the things Locked On can do. And it's Thanksgiving. I'm comatose from food already, so yay. Also, I found cranberry sauce, and that's how you know it's gonna be a good Thanksgiving. But everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving with your families, or however you choose to celebrate Thanksgiving. Have a good time, and be thankful, because the A's suck, but we have fun sucking. We have fun watching them. The A's are bad, and we like watching the A's be bad together. So we have that, and I'm thankful for that. There goes my FCC violation. Anyways, all right. I'm going to get out of here before I get canceled. That's all I got for you guys today. So until next time, go out and celebrate good times, A's fans, and I will talk at you soon.